the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. First, just a couple of liturgical notes about our celebration tonight. The thing in the middle, it looks like a casket, is called a catafalque, and it represents our beloved dead, those who have gone before us. And when the names are being read tonight, a candle will be lit for each name. And so it will truly be a representation for each of the over 90 people that we will be especially remembering tonight. The chants that you hear, the Latin chants, have been sung by our church for over 1,000 years to mark the passing of our loved ones. And they sit very deeply in our hearts. And they are beautiful and simple and really call to mind the beauty and mercy of God. On to our celebration, why we are here. Well, I am a sinner. You are a sinner. Our loved ones that we pray for tonight, they, because they were human beings, were sinners too. Now, we've all admitted that. We get that out of the way. It's always good to remind ourselves why we pray for our departed loved ones, for the holy souls. It's a very often misunderstood part of our Catholic faith, even misunderstood by some Catholics. The fact of the matter is that sinners need prayers. Don't you ask for them from other people. We need prayers. Also, heaven, by its very definition, has only completely perfect people in it. You can't have sin and be in heaven, completely sinless. So, as I asked at our cemetery, raise your hand tonight if you are completely perfect and sinless at this very moment. I'm very glad to see no hands went up on that. We have our attachments, those things that hold us back, and those little sins, even the little ones, because sin is sin, cannot go to heaven. And so those must be purified as well. And they are. Because Christ has shattered the limits of time and space, we are united to him by faith and grace. Remember that he is the head, we are the body. And through prayer, we can also reach beyond those limits of time and space. Think about that. Our prayer is not bound to some kind of chronological watch on God's wrist. He exists outside of all time and space. And so we are able, in time, to perform acts of love and kindness that really do benefit our loved ones who have gone before us to the next life. The connection we have is not broken, because love is never broken. When we pray for them, offer masses for them, we are truly in a mystical way that we can't fully understand, because we are not God. We are helping them in their purification, that state we call purgatory, purging as God prepares them to enter fully into his presence in heaven. In particular, tonight, love brings us together. We are here to pray for our relatives and friends and all of the deceased, especially those who have died in the past year, and for those who have no one to pray for them. When they reach heaven, imagine, how can they forget about those who helped them reach heaven? If we help them, they will remember us. Think of how many friends you will have in eternity, and how beautiful that thought is. Nights like tonight are great opportunities to renew also our faith in the resurrection of the dead, the blissful eternity that awaits us in heaven in the communion of saints, to renew our faith in the power of interceding before God for others with our prayers and with our love. Tonight we offer the most powerful prayer that we know, the Holy Mass, the Most Holy Eucharist. Its power comes because Christ is made present. It is the prayer of Christ. He comes right here into our very midst, and he is the one who saves. His cross is the one that purifies. As each name is read aloud in a few moments, we say a little prayer that our beloved departed may rest in peace and see God face to face. And for those here whose hearts might be heavy and hurting, who are mourning, may Almighty God fill your heart tonight with his healing power. Now, a few words for our Spanish-speaking brothers and sisters. De modo particular, estamos aquí de rezar por nuestros parientes y amigos, todos los difuntos, especialmente los que murieron en el año pasado, y ellos que no tienen nadie rezar por ellos. Estas almas, cuando alcanzan al cielo, ¿podrán acaso olvidarse de aquellos con cuya ayuda lo alcanzaron? ¿Quién sabe cuántos amigos nos estaremos ganando ahora en el más allá? Noches como estas son oportunidades grandes para renovar nuestra fe en la resurrección de los muertos, en la eternidad dichosa que nos espera en el Cristo, en el cielo, en la comunión de los santos, intercediendo ante Dios con nuestras oraciones, con nuestro amor. Porque las Escrituras nos dicen que es muy santo y saludable rogar por los difuntos para que se vean libres de sus pecados. Entonces, esta noche, cuando cada nombre se lee en voz alta, rezamos una oración para que ellos descansen en paz. Y para aquellos aquí que están desconsolados, que Dios Todopoderoso llene su corazón con su paz eterna. Que el Señor reciba el humilde ruego que le presentamos por manos de María Santísima, hoy con más fuerzas que nunca. Dale, Señor, el descanso eterno y brille para ellos la luz perpetua. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.